Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Susie Landers joins me for our weekly visit about the city of Houghton, sponsored by the city of Houghton. I can't just say downtown Houghton anymore because your responsibilities have been expanded.
My scope has. It definitely has. It's exciting. Even though we always were, you know, we're all one. It just was, it was just the wording, you know, so. So everything's great. Good morning, good morning.
We have one more outdoor concert tonight.
We do, and it looks like the weather's going to hold out.
It's going to be a beautiful evening. You might need to bring a sweater because, you know, as the sun now is going down
it gets
earlier.
A little chilly.
Yeah, and it's not going to be overly warm today.
So we've got, we've got Peter Lorre, and a lot of people remember that band actually from, I'm thinking the 70s. I don't think it was 60s, but I'm thinking 70s when they were Saint.
Yeah.
So, you know, that
I don't think
is a great
it was
time.
60s because...
Oh, we were going by the age of the musicians?
Yeah, going by the age of the performers. I think they would have been very small.
So. Well, let's think. I mean, that's... Well, okay, we'll go with that. We'll go 70s.
Yeah, we'll go with 70s.
We'll go with 70s. Yeah, you know what? I think you're right because then it actually rolled into... I think they changed their name like early 80s, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So anyway, but they're going to be there tonight, and it's always a great party when they're around. They have a lot of energy.
Yep.
So that's... the Peter Lorre Band will start at 7 to 9. So make sure you, you know, bring a... We've been averaging about 150 people.
That's really good.
It has. It's been great. So we do have quite a few chairs. I can't tell you exactly what the number is, but definitely be on the safe side. Grab your own chair if you can.
Yeah, bring
or come early and grab one of the ones we have.
Yeah, bring one of those nice folding canvas chairs that they've come up with now, or throw your little Adirondack chair into the back of your car and lug that in because those are very comfortable to sit.
They are, and a lot of times we'll even carry those up from the main street from in front of the Douglas House and bring them up too if we need it. But and also, you know, the whole goal of this is to get the community together, to have people gather. So definitely feel free to bring your cooler, bring some refreshments, bring some snacks, and make it a nice evening. And better yet, grab some to go from one of the businesses in downtown Houghton that are sponsoring these events.
Yeah, and our lead sponsor, Century 21
North Country. Agency. Wow, they really stepped up this year and pulled it off for us, so we thank them. And it's been great. They added a great new twist to it this year. They've highlighted a nonprofit at each concert. And now, as I once again talked myself into a wall,
I don't know. Who is going to be there tonight, Susie?
It's going to be a surprise again.
but it will certainly be a worthy and wonderful organization.
It will definitely be a worthy cause. So. And, you know, it's a great opportunity, too. So if you are listening and you are a nonprofit or, you know, that you want to come down tonight, that still is an open invitation.
Okay. You don't have to
sign up in advance. Maybe just give me a jingle.
Okay.
You know, just so I can say yes, that I can let everyone else know you're coming. But it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, you get to see 150 people that you may not have seen before.
It is. So. It definitely is. And like I said, with this being our last one, we hope we go out with a big bang. And just by some slim chance that the weather's wrong and it does start to rain, we will be moving it to the Continental.
Yep. Weather has certainly been unpredictable for the last 10 days or so.
Right.
But it looks like it's going to be really good tonight for the concert. Right. And of course,
we've got other things going on. You know, here, I hope I'm not rushing you, Todd.
No, that's fine.
So this weekend, we've got Afternoon on the Town, which is an event that's been going on for quite a few years. It basically, it's mainly to introduce the new students and mainly the freshmen to downtown. It gives us an opportunity to highlight what stores we have. Because I found out when I was a business owner downtown, I would run into students that had been there for a few years, and they would be in states to finally stop in the store, and they're like, I've been here for, you know, this is my junior year, and I didn't realize there was a music store in downtown Houghton, because sometimes they get so engrossed, well, as they should, in their studies and being on.
Check. Wait a minute. I'm talking. What's wrong with you? Can you talk?
Check.
What just happened here? Your microphone has gone kaflooey on me. Hello? Try it again. Well, that's not good. Let's try this other microphone. I don't know what just happened. Try that one.
All righty.
There we go.
Okay,
now we
let's try it again.
I have no idea.
I don't even know where we dropped off, so we'll just continue.
Yeah, we were talking about the Saturday afternoon.
So, okay, we're still at that point.
It's great to see the students
it
back
is,
at
and
Michigan
it's amazing.
Tech.
It's about 1,500 students that, you know, parade through downtown Houghton. So we're really excited about that. And also, I think there's going to be a little more entertainment on the street this year. So, and also, this is not just for the university. I mean, definitely the whole community, feel free to come down, interact with the students, and welcome them.
Yeah, I saw some students already shopping downtown. I stopped in a couple of stores the other day to pick up a couple of things, saw some students.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, and I love the relationship between Houghton and the student community.
Yes.
It's so different than the relationships between some of the bigger colleges and the bigger towns that they're associated with.
You know what? It's funny that you bring that up, and I'll try to make this story really, really quick. But there was a student that was kind of going between Michigan Tech or going to the University of Michigan. So, of course, they were touring. And I have to say that it was one of our down... Well, actually, I'm going to say it was Swift's. It was Marilyn at Swift's. She interacted so well with the family and the student when they came in that was one of their huge deciding factors to attend Michigan Tech, because they felt like, wow, our son is going to be taken care of. You know what I mean? And everybody was so welcoming. And the feeling they got here just made them feel secure that they opted then to choose Michigan Tech over the University of Michigan.
Yeah, it's a great relationship between Houghton and Hancock.
Right.
And Michigan Tech and Finlandia University as well.
Right, right, so definitely. So it's a great opportunity. So moving on, we've got the Parade of Nations then in September 13th. That's a big one this year. That's, I don't know, how many years are we at?
I don't know.
But it's an anniversary one.
More than six.
Definitely,
definitely. Lots more than
And the other
six.
Thing that I'm really...
Was this 25?
I think actually it is.
Yeah, I think this is 25.
We should really get our facts straight before we hit the live air.
What, prep? What are you talking about?
The other thing that I'm excited about is we finally have scheduled the date of our gathering, our big town square gathering, where we're going to welcome the new businesses and reintroduce the old businesses, kind of like the businesses that have been our cornerstones, have been our solid business that have kept the downtown going through all the ups and downs of the last, you know, forever, shall we say. That's going to be October 11th, and we will actually close the street down. We will have entertainment. We will have sales. It'll be a great party.
Wow.
So come on down. I'm excited about this. We just started working on it. We actually are trying to look at maybe doing some fun things about the history, like maybe pulling an old menu item, something like, I didn't realize that, I think it was a French dip was one of the first things that the ambassador sold. That was like what they made.
Hmm.
Watch, I'm probably called it wrong, you know, and my phone's going to be, I think it was a French dip.
You sure it's not a Finnish dip?
So anyway, you know, maybe doing things like that where they would highlight that item.
Scavenger hunt of some sort.
Maybe.
That's what we
you
need.
Just
we
don't
need a
know.
Scavenger hunt.
So we're going to have that. And Treat Street actually is going to be a little bit different this year. It's going to be, normally we have the haunted house and everything's focused, starts at the city center and then runs downtown.
Sure.
We've grown so much that we're busting out of the city center. We just don't have the room. So this year we're bringing it more to the street. So again, we will close the street down, but the haunted house aspect and different entertainment things will be going on the street.
Okay.
So that's really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great to see that event grow.
It is. The other thing, too, is we'll be, because of the way Halloween falls this year, we're a full week ahead. So we're going to be October 24th will be Treat Street this year. So get your costumes early.
Put that on the calendar. Yeah.
How are we doing with time?
Cover your pumpkin. What else do you, well, what else
I
do
just
you
wanted
got?
To also mention again about, you know, my real job. It's not just about putting on parties in downtown.
Really? Because I kind of like them, actually.
Me too.
Nobody else invites me to parties.
It is my favorite part of my job. But also, I want to just quickly touch again on my job and our focus of not only, you know, welcoming the businesses once they get here, but I'm here and the city's here to help you put your business, bring your business to the city. So again, you know, make sure that you use these resources. And if I can help you, I definitely can direct you in a path that will provide you what you need.
And so you call Susie Landers to get assistance at
906-370-3110.
Or stop by her office, which is located at
523 Sheldon Avenue, which is actually in the Douglas House.
You're picking up my cues really, really
well. I am.
Well,
we're getting better.
Morning,
how many years have we been doing this?
I don't know. Hopefully many more. So.
Exactly, exactly.
Susie, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you, Todd.
Have fun at the concert tonight. I'll be calling the Houghton football game.
That's right. Fall is in the air. Here we go.
In Lance tonight on the brand new field.
Wonderful.
And a quick note to Houghton fans who are going to be heading to the game, and I hope that many will. I'm sure that it's going to be a big crowd tonight.
Right, right.
And there are no visitors' bleachers on the other side of the field. at this point. So I'm assuming they're going to set up a segment on the home side for the Houghton fans. But if you want to get there early, or bring a lawn chair or a blanket along, because on the other side of the field where normally you find the visitors' stands, there's a little bit of a hill that rises up and then a ledge at the top of it. So there'd be some great viewing from over there.
Okay.
So just a little bit of advice for those who are going down to see the Houghton Gremlins play at Launce tonight.
Exciting.
All right. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Todd.
Susie Landers on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.